Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Dis weer tyd vir 'n misdaadverslag saam met kolonel Dave Miller. Colonel, how are you?
I'm very well, and yourself? Thank you, Pietra.
I'm well, thank you.
Great.
We're talking about theft out of motor vehicles at malls, gyms and schools today.
Yeah. So, I mean, schools went back to, or got back into full swing recently. And obviously, you know, we have a high presence with the first 3 or 4 days of the schooling there because we know it's going to be extremely busy.
Yeah.
So that does assist a little bit in curbing those types of crimes in and around those areas. However, as time gets on, our priorities change and you know, we get busier with other projects.
Mm.
And then people sort of become a little bit more negligent, especially dropping off children in the morning. We often find that, especially at the creches, where the youngster is not in a mood to go to school, and you as the parent, you just want to get this child out of your car and into the creche so you can carry on with a bit of peace and quiet. And because of that interaction, you sort of a little bit absent-minded, and you can often forget to lock your vehicle. You can forget your cell phone on a seat. You can forget your handbag in the vehicle and things like that.
Yeah.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, when you are dropping your children off, please be hyper-vigilant with regards to what is happening. Okay, if your child is acting up and throwing a bit of a tantrum, you know, you're going to spend an extra 2-3 minutes with your child and you're going to hand him off or her off to the creche. I say that in a nice way. But be mindful of what is happening around you. Make sure to remember to lock your vehicle. Keep your valuables out of sight and so forth. Our criminals, it's like I like to say, you know, when you're at school in grade one and grade two and things like that, I remember back in our day we had these little books and there was the criminal with the black mask and and the white and black striped shirt. You know, that's how you identified the bad guy. Unfortunately, nowadays it's nothing like that. You know, they blend in with us. They are wearing better clothing than us. They are driving better vehicles than we are driving. So, you know, you will look at this person and you'll go, oh, it's just another parent. Meanwhile, they're hanging around waiting to be able to take advantage of you. You know? They are also using sophisticated equipment. Some of these syndicates are actually driving around with signal jamming devices. So when you get out the vehicle and you go to lock your vehicle, it blocks that signal from getting to your vehicle and your vehicle will remain open. So it's very important to get into the habit of when you lock a vehicle, physically pull on the door handle.
Yes.
Make sure that it is locked. It's not going to prevent it because, yes, they can force a door lock. They can break the window. But it will go a little bit further in assisting us as the South African Police Service and law enforcement in preventing these kind of crimes.
I remember when they stole my cell phone. I was looking down and I saw this guy standing next to me and I thought, yo, you've got nice pants. And then my cell phone disappeared.
Yeah, very quick. That's how he affords those nice pants.
Thanks, Captain.
Pietra, it's a
Thanks
pleasure.
Thanks what you do for the community. We do appreciate you.
100%. We do it out of the lovingness of our hearts. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.